There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hour two of Follow the Money alongside Super Bowl champ and former Buccaneer quarterback Sean King. I am Tim Murray. We're sitting in for the boys this week. Mitch and Pauly enjoying a well-deserved vacation. They'll be back next week. We got ourselves another golf tournament. I've been watching the full swing on Netflix. Just watched the Tony Finau episode.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Dude's like you. He's got five kids. He's younger than me.
Yeah, I'm a little down on golf right now. That's why I need our next guest to kind of pick me up.
What'd you do wrong?
I know I've been snake bit on Sundays. I had Colin Morikawa at Kapalua, and he completely just... I don't even know if there's a word for what he did on Sunday.
That was like a month ago. We're still
I know,
living that back.
And then I just had Max Homa in the Genesis. And John Rahm gave him every chance on earth on the front nine to be up two or three strokes. And he just wouldn't take advantage of it. And
well, the fine
just
place.
I'm down on Sundays.
The fine
in
place
golf
that we live or we sit at, Circa Sports offered +255 on Max Homa to make the top 10.
I'm a dope.
Tweeted that one out. But let's bring in our next guest who weekly visits with Mitch and Pauly. He is Jeff Seeley. You can follow him on Twitter, @CutmakerJeff. You know, Jeff, I'm curious, as a golf handicapper yourself, and as Sean just said astutely, he's a dope. I'm a dope too. So I'm curious to get your thoughts when it comes to, let's say, Max Homa last week at the Riv, right? A course that he knows very well. He was around 25 or so to 1 to win it outright, but there were shops in that +250 range for top 10. How do you go about betting on a week-in, a week-out basis? Do you look for a lot of matchups, a lot of top 10s, a lot of top 20s, in addition to trying to hit that big strike of the outright?
Yeah, guys, it's a great point. And actually, Sean, we talked about Max Homa last week when I was on, and you're right, he was a great pick. I think one of the things we always do, though, for sure, is if you're going to bet a guy outright, I always bet a little bit top 20 and top 10. I try to find the no dead heat markets when I can. I think those are really important. The last thing you want to have is a guy top 10 +300 and have him get in a 8-way tie and burn down your odds. But we for sure look for top 10, top 20 opportunities and guys we're playing. And another thing that I like to do a lot, guys, and I talk a little bit about this week, is parlay a game with a guy to win an outright. So, for example, this week, there's a couple folks that I'm going to parlay, like the Kings money line and Magic money line tonight. And it's amazing what it does to the odds on your outright. So you can bet less money but have higher upside.
Jeff Seeley, you can follow him on Twitter, @CutmakerJeff. And make sure to check out his pod, CutmakerPod.com, for all the latest plays and podcasts. A good one this week as they get you ready for the Honda Classic. But before we get into the folks that you like, let's just take a look at the tournament. Obviously, coming off of the Genesis, where it was a who's who last week, right at the Riv, this field looks a little bit I don't know if I want to call it watered down, but maybe not some of the notable names that you know. So I guess before we jump into your handicapping, who are some of just the field and what this tournament is starting tomorrow down there in Palm Beach?
Sure, yeah, I know. I think watered down is a really good way to put it because there's tons of water here this week, right? That's a good good analogy. And the truth is, it is a watered down field. And you know where we usually see John Rahm as sort of the alpha, it's really Sungjae Im this week. Sungjae Im's the guy, but we have a difficult course where par is a really good score. And because it's short and difficult, and the score is going to be low, it brings a lot more guys into play. So a long shot can win here. We usually see the winning score somewhere in the 8 to 12 range. So no lead is safe, especially when there's this much water out here. This is an amazing tournament to live bet, guys. So live betting and then round by round betting, tremendous opportunities. When there's this much trouble provides a lot of options and a lot of great live betting scenarios.
You know, Jeff, I've been looking through the field, and one guy that kind of, I think his game fits this course. I'm interested in your opinion, is Minwoo Lee. What's your opinion on Lee?
Yeah, no, there's no question. I think the odds market reflect that, right, Sean? I mean, when he jumped out to me when I was looking at this, and I'm looking at the odds, and I couldn't believe that he was as low odds as he was. So, yeah, listen, Minwoo Lee is a good fit, and there's a lot of reasons. I just wonder, you know, the challenge for me is here when you haven't played here before. You know, I mean, obviously his tee to green game is really good. His approach has been decent lately. Off the tee is really where he's definitely excelled. I just wonder, from a historical perspective, if not having played here with this much trouble at this short odds is going to be an issue. So what I'm going to be looking with him, Sean, is how does he play on Thursday and Friday? Is he going to be in the hunt? And then maybe look for a live opportunity on Saturday or Sunday to play him where some other guys may have some issues.
Jeff Shealy joining the show, breaking down the Honda Classic at PGA National down there at Palm Beach Gardens starting tomorrow. So let's look at top of the board and what you want to do with the two favorites. So Sungjae Im, as you alluded to, 10-1 favorite at DraftKings, plus 250 top five, plus 130 top 10. And then Shane Lowry is sitting at 16-1 outright, plus 360 top five, and 2-1 top 10 at DraftKings. So the two favorites, Jeff, what are you doing with those particular gentlemen heading into tomorrow?
Guys, if you look at this, it just tells you the gap between the two. As Sungjae Im is a minus 170 favorite over Lowry, right?
Wow.
That's a huge gap. And so that just tells you where Sungjae Im is here. And so, you know, he's 10-1. I have a really tough time betting anybody at 10-1. So as I said, in this case, I took some basketball games I liked. I parlayed him with Sungjae Im, and I got it up to 21-1. So hopefully my basketball games come through. If they don't, then I'll be looking to play Sungjae live, you know, at some point throughout the tournament if someone else jumps out ahead. Lowry's just going to be a pass for me this week. The price is too low, and I think the gap is too wide. If I'm going to play one of these two, it's going to be Sungjae, and I'm going to try to find a way to boost my odds on him.
You know, it's interesting as we look a little big picture here. I would presume that one of the reasons Tiger played at the Riv was he has a plan to maybe play a couple more tournaments to be – at what he is going to consider probably full tilt come Masters. Is that the plan for Tiger? What did you think about his 4 days there in California?
I mean, let's be honest, Sean, he was the dog to make the cut, right? So, I mean, it was surprising that he made the cut. And so I think that was tremendous. And you saw really good glimpses of Tiger throughout the week. He just got worn out. I mean, honestly, I think come Sunday, he gave it everything he had. He just kind of ran out of gas a little bit. So, I think Tiger dialing some things in. Look, it's only going to add to the viewership. It's only going to add to the prize pool. It's only going to add to the excitement as the more Tiger continues to play. So I'm all for it. I think it makes for more entertaining golf when he's playing. I sure hope he plays. I expect him to play in the Players. So I think he'll play in that, and then we'll see what happens here going forward.
After not making the cut at the Waste Management, I bet him, after he had let me down at Kapalua, Colin Morikawa did seem to kind of be finding maybe his confidence as much as his game. As we got into the final round, he did kind of make a slight run, even though he wasn't really in contention. But, you know, he was close enough so that he got some TV time. It taught me through how Morikawa the rest of the season plays out for him.
I mean, Sean, it absolutely comes down to putting for Morikawa. I think we all know that, right? He's the best long iron player in the world. You can maybe make an argument for Justin Thomas at times, but Morikawa is the best long iron player in the world. He's an accurate driver. Those are never his issues. It's his short game and his putting. And that's really what it's going to come down to. We see him at like congressional last year. You know, he's the guy who, when his putting gets hot, he cannot be stopped. I think he can beat anybody, but that's going to be the key. And so I look for him in opportunities where he's putted well before. And I'm very bullish on Colin Morikawa in general, and that's just going to be come down to the putter.
We're talking once again to Jeff Seely at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. Once again, check out CutmakerPod.com, the Cutmaker podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, all of those great stuff. And also join his Telegram channel to get all the plays when they are posted. All right, Jeff, let's get to the plays that you do like this week and what is, once again, not the greatest feel, but Harris English is somebody that intrigues you this week as an outright winner. What about Harris English at 35-1 is makes you want to throw a little cash behind him?
Guys, there's two guys this week that I'm calling like the undervalued comebacks. And really in this field, that's what we're looking at. Harris English had a stretch from 2019 to 2021 where he was one of the top players in the world. He played in 46 events, made 30 cuts, had 20 top 20s, 13 top 10s. So 30% of his events finished top 10, 20% of events he finished top 5 and had 2 wins. He made the 2020 Ryder Cup team. Then he tore his rotator cuff, had to have surgery, and 2022 was a lost season. He grew up in the Florida Georgia line, great Bermuda putter. We saw his short game lead him to a 12th place finish last week. I think he's going to have to improve his wedge game a little bit, but at full health, I believe Harris English is the second best player in this field behind Sungjae Im. So 35-1, I think, is a great value on Harris English. And another guy who got hurt, who kind of lost 2022 to injury, who's a long shot, I like at 90-1. Is Eric Van Rooyen. He finished 6th at the Amex a few weeks ago, so it looks like he's back, but he too had surgery in 2022. Guy who had a tremendous stretch a few years ago where he had 9 top 25s and 13 events, including 4 top 10s and a win. So EVR is 90-1. I think he's definitely a top 10, top 20, as is English, but for a bomb at 90-1, I think he's worth a look this week for sure.
And Jeff, before we let you run, matchups-wise, any matchups that Harris English is a part of that you think is worth a play?
Yeah, you can find him as a dog against Johnny Vegas. Johnny Vegas, good ball striker, usually struggles some with the putter. But you can get English at plus money against Johnny Vegas. I played that on DraftKings. And then I played Taylor Pendrith against Bazadenhood on DraftKings as well.
Cutmakerpod.com for all the latest plays and podcasts. And once again, join his Telegram channel to get all of the plays when they are posted. Jeff Seely joins the guys each and every week in this spot. Jeff, we appreciate it. Good luck this week.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. Jeff Seely likes Harris English at 35-1. And Eric Van Rooyen is his long shot at 90-1. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. And it wasn't that long ago, Sean, you were drafted. Feels like a long time.
It was long ago.
It was a long time ago. I'm lying. But there will be a new crop drafted and a fresh new mock draft. We'll take a look at it. And if there's any value plays out there when it comes to betting the NFL draft.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Good Wednesday morning. Sitting in for Mitch and Pauly. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. It is VSiN primetime. You were drafted what?
Second round, 50th pick.
1999?
Yep.
1999 draft. So we're coming up on 24 years.
We should do like a big event, my 25 year anniversary.
All right.
Yeah.
We could relive it. We'll just have you sit there and we'll just call out 49 names.
Yeah, why don't you rent out the sports book and we could just like have me announced again like as part of the private event?
Yeah?
Yeah, have it all on the big screen. That'd be dope.
And then we'll pretend like you're going to get drafted, what, 20th overall by the 49ers?
Derek could be the commissioner. Yeah, I think they had the 23rd pick, if I'm not mistaken. Still thought I was going to San Francisco. But Tampa was a good fallback.
Going to go to the Bay?
Yeah.
Life could have been different. Instead, they drafted... Who did they pick?
No, they had
Reggie McGrew at 24.
D tackle from Florida.
Who was the quarterback in 99?
It ended up being Jeff Garcia.
That's what I was
they brought
say.
Him over from Canada.
I thought it was Jeff Garcia.
No way he beats me out. No way.
Who were the quarterbacks picked before you?
Tim Couch went one. I think McNabb went two.
Quarterbacks went one, two, three
yeah,
that year.
Akili Smith went three. I think Dante Culpepper was the fourth quarterback 11th? Taken. Cade McNown was the fifth. I was the sixth. Somewhere behind me, Aaron Brooks went too. I think like in the fourth round or third round. We had a loaded draft class. I truly believe my draft class changed or started the new evolution of what you see now in the NFL.
Well, that draft was the infamous one where Mike Ditka traded everything
for Ricky
to
Williams.
Get up to number five, and the Colts could have picked him at four, but they went with Edgerrin James. Worked out because Edgerrin James is in the Hall of Fame.
That hurt too because the Saints were going to take me with their second round pick, which would have been higher than the Bucks. And then they didn't have any more picks.
Well, and then our friend John Jansen went in the second round. Didn't they trade up with Washington to get all those picks? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring that up, it's starting to become draft season. A lot of different mock drafts out there. And a handful of folks, I don't know if they move the market, but the way they do it is based off of what they've heard so far, and we're still a ways away, but the reason I want to continue to bring these drafts up, these mock drafts, mm-hmm. because it just kind of alerts you to what the odds are and what could ultimately unfold. And I want to focus on the wide receivers here in a moment, but obviously the headliner of this NFL draft is going to be quarterback.
Right.
And what do the Chicago Bears do? So Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network has his most recent mock draft out, and the Bears have the number one pick. And he has them selecting Jalen Carter. But what he points out is, he said, quote, "I'm not projecting trades in a mock draft this early in the offseason, but I'll be surprised if the Bears end up holding on to the number one pick. That said, I don't think they'll move beyond the range of one of the top defensive players." So right now, when you look at the odds at DraftKings of who could be the first pick, Bryce Young remains the favorite, despite where we sit right now, Sean, that the Bears own the number one pick. So Bryce Young at DraftKings is minus 160 to be the first pick. Then it's C.J. Stroud at plus 330. Then it's Will Levis at plus 550. And then it goes to Jalen Carter at plus 750 to be the first pick. My question to you, Sean, is there are multiple teams that clearly need quarterbacks. The Houston Texans need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Indianapolis Colts need a quarterback. The Las Vegas Raiders could certainly use a quarterback. You could make an argument Atlanta, if they don't maybe get Lamar Jackson, could they need a quarterback? At number nine, Carolina, if they don't get Derek Carr. So there are plenty of teams that need a quarterback. Do you agree with Daniel Jeremiah in that ultimately the Bears will move out of one, get a fair shake of compensation, and a quarterback goes number one? Because I guess my question to you is Jalen Carter, because we did this exercise a couple weeks ago on VSiN Primetime, just, you know, what would you do with the number one pick if you had to make a bet? Would you put anything on Jalen Carter or Will Anderson if the Bears say, you know what, forget it, we're just going to get the best defensive player on the board?
Here's the decision the Bears have to make. If they're going for interior defensive line, they have to go Jalen Carter. Because there's a huge drop-off from Jalen Carter to guys like Brian Breesy.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that Brian Breesy and those guys are bad players. Jalen Carter's a dude.
Right.
Like, pad level, get off, hands, bend. Has it all. So if you're going to go interior defensive lineman, then you got to stay put and take Jalen Carter. I just don't know where they could trade down and still get Jalen Carter.
Houston.
But Houston's going to sit tight. I just don't see a scenario where Houston, because I think Bryce Young's the best quarterback, but I don't think there's such a difference between Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud that it's worth giving up what it would take to go from 2-1.
Well, that's going
to
end up being how D'Amico Ryans and that staff break it all down. If they are in love with one of those quarterbacks, you trade up to one to secure him.
And let me say this. I don't think Bryce Young is the first quarterback taken.
Really?
Yes. He is the best quarterback. He's going to be the best pro. But I've seen NFL teams blow this during this process year after year.
Is it because of his size?
Yes. They're going to talk themselves out of Bryce Young. He's going to walk into some buildings and people are going to be like, oh, man, he's too small. And they're going to forget about the fact that he dominated the SEC for 3 years as a starting quarterback. They're going to forget about the fact that if he was not the quarterback at Alabama this year, Alabama's probably a four-loss team. Like, he's that good. He made that big a difference. When you watch the tape, it's mostly Bryce Young making plays. Dealt with a lot of drops by his receiving corps. This is the weakest group of receivers that Alabama's had in decades. And yet, he still had him right there in the conversation almost the entire season for college football playoff team. But I've seen teams do this. When Will Levis walks in the building, when Anthony Richardson walks in the building, they're going to fall in love with the appearance, what they look like. C.J. Stroud probably going to measure over 6'3". And then Bryce Young will come in here, and the first number that comes out the guy's mouth at the combine is probably going to say 5.
Definitely going to say 5.
So, I mean, I can see teams talking themselves out of Bryce Young. They shouldn't, but I think they will. That's why I think if you can find value on that board, just telling you, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, Jalen Carter are the three guys that I would really buy stock in for being the number one pick. Jalen, because it's him and nobody else. Will Anderson, Miles Murphy, who I love, the kid from Texas Tech, Tyree Will. Those are all edge guys. They play on the edge. Those are defensive ends. Jalen Carter's interior D lineman. And there's a huge drop-off in this particular draft at that position from Jalen Carter to everybody else.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what the Bears ultimately do, because there's plenty of folks who believe, well, if they drop down to 4, trade with Indianapolis, they'll be happy with whoever defensively falls to them. But maybe they think Jalen Carter is a transcendent defensive player.
He's really good now.
And they don't want to miss out on him, and they're only willing to move to 2 with Houston so that they can secure that it's Jalen Carter. And
I don't
certainly
think
could
Houston's
be
moving up. I think if there's a trade partner, it's going to come from the Colts. It's going to come from the Raiders if they swing and miss in this free agency period. It's going to come from a team that's desperate, like the Carolina Panthers, to make a splash under their new head coach in Frank Wright. Like, it's going to come from one of those type of teams.
Now, real quickly, there was a report out there, I want to say last week, that some people in the league believe that the Bears could move on from Justin Fields.
That'd be stupid.
Do you foresee any possibility of that happening?
I never say never in the National Football League, but I'm just telling you, I think Justin Fields has – as much talent as anybody in national football. He's got to get better, you know, and more consistent throwing the ball. But, heck, I can put that evaluation on a whole lot of guys playing quarterback right now.
I guess the argument would be how much ahead of is Justin Fields than the, you know, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud?
Look at it from this angle,
because
who's the second best offensive player for the Bears? So if you put Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, however you got have these quarterbacks ranked, if you put them in that Bears system with their current personnel, I mean, they're all going to struggle.
Well, and I don't disagree with that, but the thought is, and I'm not saying I agree with it, but the thought is, if we trade Justin Fields, we'll get compensation for him, and then we draft Bryce Young, we have two extra years before we have to pay Bryce Young if we kept Justin Fields. So if you're Matt Eberflus in his second year there in Chicago, you're saying, okay, how much better are we with Justin Fields than Bryce Young?
The question is, what team...
Because we get two more years of not paying.
What team would take Justin Fields when they can do what you're saying the Bears are going to do anyway?
A team at number 7, like Las Vegas?
Take Will Levis. Take Anthony Richardson. And don't have to give up all that capital.
I want to keep this draft conversation going. Talk a little wide receivers on the other side. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. Sitting in for the boys. It is Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Sports fans, as football season, as we well know, is wrapped up. Bet Rivers Online, the place to be for basketball and hockey. Bet Rivers has you covered for every line, odd, and boost. Join us every week for new promotions like our Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Saturday hockey same game parlay bet and get, weekly pro basketball bet and get, and more. Check out BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. We're sitting in for Mitch and Pauly here on Follow the Money on this Wednesday morning. Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network has put out his most recent mock draft, and no projected trade for number one. He has Jalen Carter going one, but as he pointed out, he does not expect the Bears to keep that pick. You know, looking further down the board, I think this would come as a surprise, Sean. We were just talking about it briefly during the break. At number 3, Daniel Jeremiah has Tyree Wilson going to the Arizona Cardinals. For those unfamiliar with Tyree Wilson, he's an edge rusher from Texas Tech. The NFL Combine is later this month. Tyree Wilson, when you see names like this moving up boards and people that are respected like Daniel Jeremiah, the league's buzzing about a particular player. And we saw this last year, right? We saw this with the number one overall pick when we thought it was obviously going to be Aiden Hutchinson. He was a massive favorite in the betting market. And then we just kept hearing Trayvon Walker, Trayvon Walker, Trayvon Walker. So I'm not saying Tyree Wilson's going to be the number one overall pick, but could he be the first edge rusher off the board?
Yeah, absolutely. He's raw, Tim, but he's explosive. He's long. He's a dynamic athlete. Again, you're always going to question defensive players from Texas Tech, you know, defensive players overall from the Big 12, just because of the brand of football that conference generally plays. But, I mean, people are going to fall in love with him. He's going to test really well. When you look at his film, his splash plays are going to be significantly, you know, entertaining and dominant, and he's going to gain traction. Whether he can get all the way to number one, I don't know if that's achievable, because I still feel like, because of the scarcity of interior defensive linemen in this draft, there's enormous value with Jalen Carter. But I do agree Tyree Wilson is someone that's going to rocket up draft boards. I personally think that Miles Murphy
is the
best edge rusher in this draft, so that's a name to kind of consider. But we'll see. I don't agree with anyone that says the Bears – to trade Justin Fields. I just think anytime your quarterback ends the year top 5 rushing in this league, not for quarterbacks, overall, he was top 5. I think he ended up 4th in rushing yards, and that's with missing, I think, 2 or 3 games due to injury.
Yep.
I don't think you can just get rid of that kind of talent. He has the arm talent. You got to get better around him. You also have to create consistency from a coaching, mentoring standpoint. Remember, he had Coach Nagy in year one. Then he has a completely different staff in year two. So this isn't like he was going into year two of a system. He had a brand new system to learn in year two. I think when you take all that into account, I just don't think you can move on from that kind of talent.
Yeah. I don't think they ultimately will, but it'll be discussed. And we've got 2 weeks of – or 2 months, excuse me, of – all different types of stories coming out and teams trying to get Aaron Rodgers and trying to get Derek Carr. And we'll see if teams get desperate and want to make
I think Rodgers saw the light.
Think he still – is he –
No, I think he saw the light.
Where's the light showing?
He found it in darkness.
What did he say? What did he see?
He's going – well, I would say he's going to tweet, but no, he's probably going to go on the Pat McAfee podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Announce that he's staying in Green Bay.
Well, we had Aaron Nagler.
To the dismay of Jordan Love, who's going to throw up in his mouth a little when he hears it.
We had Aaron Nagler on the show, who's covered the Packers for over two decades, and he said, look, cap-wise, it's a pain in the butt to get rid of Derek Carr. It's really...
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, we'll see.
Derek Carr is already unemployed.
Yeah, Derek Carr is, well...
No, he's unemployed.
He's unemployed.
Yeah.
But he's about to get a paycheck for north of nine figures. By the way, you could always tweet us at one Tim Murray, at Real Sean King. Stock Up Dean said, can we send Sean and Tim out to the parking lot and see who can throw a football further today? I think
who's throwing against the wind?
Well,
who's
I think he's talking like about 40, the wind.
It's like a 40-mile-per-hour wind out there.
But like gusts.
If I go against it and he gets it, he probably will get me.
How's the arm feeling these days?
I haven't thrown it in a while. Yeah. I need to go start throwing it a little bit. Yeah.
I can wing it a little bit.
Yeah. I got to get ready for Derby this year. I think I'm going to do something big for the Kentucky Derby. So my goal is to drop 1 pound and then get to dropping two. So I just want to start small, you know, work my way up. I can get fitted for a nice seersucker suit maybe around middle of April and have it ready for the first Saturday in May. That's the goal.
So going back to the NFL draft, so we only have at DraftKings right now three markets available. Number one pick, first quarterback selected, and then first wide receiver selected. First wide receiver selected is going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. So at DraftKings right now, Quentin Johnston, TCU wide receiver, is plus 160 to be the first wide receiver selected. Then it's Jordan Addison out of USC, previously Pitt, who won the Biletnikoff 2 years ago. Then Jackson Smith and Jigba, who dealt with injuries all season long, sitting there at 3-1. Jalen Hyatt, your Biletnikoff winner out of Tennessee. And then Zay Flowers has been moving up and has really been a talk of a lot of different spots. He didn't go to the Senior Bowl. He went to the Shrine Bowl here in Las Vegas. Zay Flowers from Boston College sitting at 9-1. The reason I bring this up, Sean, is in Daniel Jeremiah's most recent mock, he has Jordan Addison going 12. Then he has Jackson Smith and Jigba going 20. Quentin Johnston going 21. So he has him as a third wide receiver. Then Jalen Hyatt at 25 and Zay Flowers at 29. So we still have a long ways to go in this whole process, but Jordan Addison, I've seen in a couple mocks, going at the first wide receiver. It almost feels like it's just going to come down to preference of an organization. It doesn't seem like, Sean, of this group of wide receivers, that any one particular guy, unless you disagree, is really standing out among the rest.
Well, yeah, it's, first of all, from a comparative standpoint, this is a huge downgrade from the class that came into the league last year. You know, so Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Jahan Dotson, Christian Watson. I mean, that group was tremendous.
Jameson Williams,
even Burks, who, started to show some flashes for the Titans later.
Christian
in the
Watson.
Year. I mentioned Christian Watson from Green Bay. So all of these guys will go before the first receiver selected this year. So I think this is one position group that's going to drop as we go through this process. I do agree with Daniel Jeremiah that Jordan Addison is the best wide receiver in this bunch, but from a measurable standpoint, he's not going to be the biggest guy. He's not going to weigh the most. Not that weight is always a significant factor, but he's a slim, frail-framed player, really, really good player.
Mm-hmm.
but doesn't come in like a real sturdy looking frame. So, I mean, there are going to be some discussions about that. Quentin Johnston could go top five, Tim, or he could fall out of the first round. I think his film is that difficult to evaluate. I mean, the length is there. The downfield explosive plays are there.
What would make him drop?
Sometimes I see a tall, stiff receiver that doesn't get in and out of breaks, and most of his plays are those really repeatable in the National Football League. So that's going to be an interesting evaluation. Smith and Jigba, I mean, when has a receiver ever missed almost an entire year due to injury and come back and been a first-round guy? Like, if that hamstring is that bad, I mean, can I use a first-round pick on this guy?
Yeah,
I mean, that would scare me to death.
I would be surprised, and now we still have 2 months to this play out, and everything could check out perfectly, but based off of him being sidelined essentially the entire season, right? Got hurt against Notre Dame and basically didn't play the entire year. He was hurt. It's not his fault. I'm not calling him out on, you know, he's not tough enough.
Whole year for hamstrings a lot.
It does raise a lot of questions.
Didn't even play in the college football semifinal.
Jordan Addison, it does feel like he's one of those wide receivers where we know the production that he had with Kenny Pickett when he won the Biletnikoff 2 years ago with Pitt. A little bit banged up, still put up decent numbers with USC this past year as Caleb Williams won the Heisman Trophy. But it feels like, is this a situation where you're overthinking it? You see the size of Quentin Johnson, you're like, that guy has to be the first wide receiver, when you know what you're getting. And Jordan Addison, I would think, Sean, immediately comes in as productive.
Complete receiver.
So at plus 275, is Jordan Addison a guy that might
The thing is, Jalen Hyatt's going to run really good. Zay Flowers is kind of a Deebo Samuel type player, and that if, you know, somebody like Kyle Shanahan or McVay or Andy Reid, who knows how to utilize those kind of talents, a guy that's not necessarily a traditional receiver but does a whole bunch of stuff and is dynamic, like, this could go a whole lot of different ways.
I think Zay Flowers will continue to rise. If you watched him at Boston College, he had no quarterbacks there. Played for, like, with six of them. I think he ends up being a first-round pick, but I would be very surprised if he's the first wide receiver.
Yeah, Zay Flowers should have transferred last year.
Could have got a whole lot of cash, too. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. Take a look at the college basketball slate tonight. It's my guy, Ed Cooley. See ya, underdog again.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Sports fans, as the football season ends, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be for basketball and hockey. Bet Rivers has you covered for every line, odd, and boost. Join us every week for new promotions like our Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Saturday Hockey Same Game Parlay Bet and Get, weekly Pro Basketball Bet and Get, and more. Check out BetRivers.com. or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray, sitting in for Mitch and Pauly here on Follow the Money as they enjoy a little vacation. They'll be back on Monday with our new lineup, a couple new shows. Excited about that.
I saw, I think it was Mitchie that was on a tropical island somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Taking helicopter rides and hiking up in the mountains. I wonder if, what was that thing called that was in Win Some, Lose Some? That
The dog?
No, the Air Ambulance Service Testing Gravity Jet Suit. I wonder if they had any of those out there where he was.
Well, I think he's in Hawaii.
Yeah, but he was hiking up the mountain.
Good.
Yeah.
Taking a little...
Nothing wrong with it. I was giving him a shout-out.
Enjoying himself. But yeah, a couple new shows on the network, so excited
I haven't seen
about
Pauly.
That.
I don't know where Pauly is.
Well, Pauly got 31K from Derek, so he's just enjoying himself wherever Pauly may be.
Yeah, Pauly's somewhere doing Pauly things. Shout out to my guys, Mitch and Pauly.
They'll be back on Monday. We're holding it down for them. Just trying not to, burn things down while they're enjoying a little vacay. We'll be back in our normal spot, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Monday. Sean will be holding it down tomorrow night, VSIN prime time. So, college basketball tonight, okay slate. We had Josh Applebaum on in the first hour, and he got Sean all excited. Sean's feeling good because he said, take the points with your alma mater, the Green Wave, as they take on Houston tonight. So that is one spot that Mr. Applebaum is looking forward to. A top 25 showdown in the Big East. We saw an upset last night. Here's my worry, and I always get inside my head on things like this, Sean. So tonight we've got Providence taking on UConn. This is a revenge spot. UConn lost to Providence earlier in the season. Top 20 showdown, and UConn is laying 7.5 in this spot. Ed Cooley in his last, and Providence, that's the team he coaches, last 8 games, so all this year, as an underdog, 7-1 against the spread. And I heard our friend Jim Root talking about this on one of the forums he was on. Over 60% of the time as a road underdog, Ed Cooley is covering the number. However, you go to our bet splits on VSiN.com, 76% of the bets are on Providence here, which always makes me a little uneasy backing a popular dog. I like Providence. However, there's a spot, too. I faded Providence over the weekend. I thought Villanova was going to be the right side. Market moved against Providence, and the Friars came out and took care of business at home. They're a great home team at the Dunk or whatever the hell they're calling it these days. This spot just seems a bit odd. Why is that line sitting there at 7.5? Tons of popular bets coming in, so... We could reconvene tomorrow morning, Sean, and we could say, why didn't we back Ed Cooley as a road dog where he's so profitable? I'm just going to stay off of this one. Part of me wants to back the Friars with a big number there, but I think I'm going to sit this one out for now.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't have a strong opinion yet on the college basketball slate for today. I'm still kind of filtering through all of the information. There's so much information in college. The game that kind of jumped out to me was Virginia,
at Boston College.
Yeah, I mean, Virginia's not going to beat Boston College by 10, at least. I mean, that number, Boston College is terrible, nothing to play for. You know, that was the game that when I first looked at the schedule, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not racing to lay 8 on the road anywhere.
I know. I'm just saying, with the way Virginia plays defense.
Say this about Virginia, though. Virginia...
They're a solid, consistent team.
The thing about Virginia that worries me, now they beat up on Boston College a couple Saturdays ago, won that game by 19. The thing that worries me about Virginia, Sean, is they have been playing really close to the sun here lately. They just sneaked out against a terrible Notre Dame team on Saturday at home. They beat Louisville on the road by 3. Louisville is horrendous. Shouts to Clemson for losing to them over the weekend. And then they, got that fortunate win, which they shouldn't have gotten because Filipowski should have gotten free throws against Duke. So their margin of error here in their last 3 games And maybe they're due for, you know, an exercising the demons type of spot. But laying 8 on the road, even though, look, I know Boston College isn't a daunting road environment, but I just...
Well, there'll be as many people there as are in the studio right now at VEASAN. I mean, crowd noise will really play a role in this one, Tim. Another road team that I do like, and surprisingly, like, and quietly, Vanderbilt. The Fighting Jerry Stackhouses are playing some really good basketball here on a little winning streak. They're at LSU and are 2.5-point favorites. I'm leaning Vandy on the money line in this situation. Ooh.
Coming off of a thrilling home victory on Saturday night.
Yeah, that was probably...
Who told you to take Vandy on Saturday?
Oh, you did. Good call by you.
Thank you.
I'm just looking at it.
Sometimes, so I have to do that to Sean because all he does is he texts me in the morning.
I always give you credit.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You want me to show you the text?
I don't have to give you credit via text. We're on a live national television show. Listen, Tim Murray is a really good college basketball handicapper.
Sometimes I need it because all I get from my, you know, great co-host here is what you got. Gave him 6 plays on Saturday, 5-1 Sunday morning. What you got?
So
nothing.
This is the coach and athlete in me. Like, if we play a great game in week 4,
I'm 35 years old. I'm not 19. I'm not Quentin Flowers here at USF.
I'm not feeling like we had a great season. Like, so I don't want him to get complacent because he has a great Saturday or he has a great Tuesday.
How about
we will look back at the end of the regular season on our successes and our failures in college basketball, Tim Murray.
All right. So
I will acknowledge that you're the ginger genius if you can sustain this run you're on.
Sean.
I don't want to happen is you to get complacent and then we tank this thing in the last 2 weeks before a conference tournament and give back all of our winnings. So that's why I continually.
What are we? A syndicate here?
Well, if you.
What do you bring to the table?
I accept your plays.
You know what I could also do?
Every team, you have to have a role.
When I wake up in the morning on a Saturday, thanking the lucky stars that I don't have to go to work and work with Sean that evening, and I get a text message from Sean that says, "What you got?" You know what I might do? I might just go, click the side button.
You do that when I text you about Notre Dame football, so it's not like I haven't experienced it before. Having said that, my name is Puck Shradamus. My area of expertise during this part of the sports betting season is the National Hockey League. You're much more proficient in college basketball than I am. That's why we're a great team. So when I say what you got today, you know I'm talking college basketball. I always respond to you with what I like in hockey, if I like anything. Do I not? That's our relationship. That's our setup.
Yeah, and when Puck Stradamus hits, you know what I do? Like with anybody, when they give out a winner, I'm like, great job.
I always tell you good job.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Do you want me to show it to
you? Follow the Money.
When I said, hold on.
Most viewed, highest watched show on VEASAN, I just said Tim Murray is on a great run in college basketball.
After I forced your hand.
I'm the one that gave you the nickname the Ginger Genius. I gave you that.
Congratulations.
That should mean something.
I don't want public adulation. I want when I...
Hey, hit me up on Twitter, at Real Sean King, and please tell me that Tim doesn't want public adulation. Am I reading this situation
wrong? I want
a
text message.
It looks like he's begging for confirmation.
I'm giving it to him. Let me ask this. I want a text message from my friend after a good Saturday. Hey, good work. That's all I want.
Well, I'm already going until Sunday.
And then Sunday, I got who you got. I'm just not going to respond. I'm just not going to respond. That's all I get. That's all I get.
Why can't I wait to the end of the regular season to gush and swoon over your success?
I swear to God, this is what happened in the break on earlier in the show. This is truth. So we had a good Saturday. I was very happy about it. They're hard to come by because you're going to lose, obviously. And Sean had the audacity to go, you know, Saturday really could have been a big day. I'm like, I gave you 6 plays, 5 of them hit. How the hell wasn't it a big day? What did you do? What could you possibly have done
to
mess that up?
We're chasing perfection.
Saturday could have been a good day.
We're chasing perfection. I'm going to get you there.
I'm not going to respond to your texts, and then you're going to, hey, what? Why didn't you give me that play?
I'd be like Cersei Lannister. I choose violence.
Why didn't you give me Villanova last night?
Huh? Go to break.
Seems like a you problem. That's Sean. You know what? The great one, Wayne Gretzky? You're the ungrateful one, Sean King.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.